Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller.
How are you doing this morning, John Mark?
Doing great. And with Cindy as a guest, and this is Tori Nevadomsky from the city of Sulphur Springs.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And your title now is what?
The community development director.
Okay, so you're just now stepping into that job.
That's correct. I just started on May 1st.
So okay,
a couple weeks.
Good, May 1st. And we're going to talk to Cindy. You come back to talk to Cindy before we're done about a couple of things going on in Cooper. But something exciting in Sulphur Springs, and I think everyone's aware of the wonderful things that have happened in downtown Sulphur Springs in the past few years. And there's a fellow by the name of Ian Lockwood, who is sort of the mastermind behind that. And you're bringing him back to conduct some further discussions of what's next in Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, so I'm excited to be here during this time. It's kind of great timing for me. And Ian Lockwood, he was somebody that the city contracted about a decade ago to help with the downtown square as well as Main Street. And he really helped implement a vision for that city, and they've implemented it. And he's going to be coming back starting on Monday.
That's tonight.
For our comprehensive plan kickoff. From 5:30 to 7:30, there's going to be a dinner and a kickoff meeting at the Hopkins County Civic Center. So what he's going to be going over is a kickoff to what's to come over the next week. So it's going to be a week-long event. Tuesday, Ian's going to be in the city council room, and we're going to be having some key stakeholder meetings. There's going to be an open studio invite for the public to come between 4 to 7 p.m. And part of what that's going to involve is anybody that's interested in the future of the city can come in and provide their input and also have some two-way interaction with Ian and his team. So I think that'll be a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So on Tuesday, you have some meetings organized with various groups within the city, and then a period of time when just anyone can come and visit and share their ideas.
That's correct.
Right. 4 to 7 p.m. is the time that basically anybody can show up.
And then after he receives all of that input, we're going to come back on Thursday, and Ian and his team are going to present to the city on Thursday at 7 p.m. At the city council room, where he's going to present some very rough findings of what they've learned, and then there's going to be a final report to follow soon after.
Uh-huh. So you're looking to branch out from downtown Sulphur Springs and take that approach and that vision out into the rest of the city.
Absolutely. So when Ian first came on, he was very involved in specific projects like the square, like Main Street, and now we're going to be taking a big step back and taking a look at the overall picture of the city and trying to figure out what the preferred vision of the community is going to be, and this is going to be a much bigger undertaking and broader look at the city. So it's going to be an exciting time.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Tori Nevadomsky, and he's with the City of Sulphur Springs, new community development director, and Cindy Roller is the editor of the Cooper Review. Of course, part of that is going to be what you do with the 5,000-acre property that you got from the thermal
yes.
Coal mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you've got to figure out how to make the best use of that.
Absolutely. So that's going to be it's an exciting opportunity for the city, really. You have almost 5,000 acres, and it's really a blank slate. So this will be a great opportunity for us to take a look at as part of this comprehensive planning effort to kind of get some input and ideas on what we can utilize the property for.
Cindy, in the time we have left, let's talk about a couple of things going on in Cooper, and you have a new mayor.
We do. Mr. Darren Braddy is our mayor, who was just elected, and he's already started office, been sworn in, and ready to hit the ground running. So.
And then I read another thing interesting, and Delta County is wanting citizens to get involved in building storm shelters on their own property.
Yes. The Monty Hobbs, the emergency management coordinator in Delta County, is looking for people who are interested in building shelters, and it's a FEMA reimbursement program that Delta County can participate in. And he's looking for people who are interested to see how many would like to participate in this program so they could be reimbursed after they've built a certified shelter.
So they build, this is the county.
This is the county.
The county builds a shelter or
no, helps. Now these people will have to go to the county and apply to be part of this program. So they want to have input from the people that want to be who are interested in doing this. So
But the county would be involved in the construction.
Well, they're involved in inspecting them.
I see.
Yes.
So it's the county is more sort of a go-between between the property owner and FEMA.
And FEMA, then. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I see. Cindy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Tori.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Very good. Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review, and Tori Nevadomsky, who is the community development director, just stepping into that job in the city of Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition, and your station 88.9 KETR.